Hello, I'm Courtney Behan, a senior editor with the Journal of Accountancy, and this is the Journal of Accountancy podcast. So we're now in the time of year that CPAs know is busy season. This can be a very stressful time for accountants, and their morale can suffer, but there are ways that you can keep your staff's spirits high. Eustace Corrigan is here to tell us about some of them. Eustace is a CPA, and he is the Senior Managing Director at CBIZ MHM in Memphis, Tennessee. And he's got decades of tax experience, so he's seen many a busy season, and he's well-equipped to tell us about it. But first, please listen to this message from our sponsor.
Running a business is rarely simple, but earning rewards can be. With the Chase Inc. Business Unlimited card, earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase for whatever your business needs. Restrictions and limitations apply. Offer subject to change. Cards are issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank and a member FDIC.
Hello, Eustace. We're glad to have you.
Thank you, Courtney. I'm very glad to be here.
So what, in your view, is the most difficult aspect of busy season for CPAs?
You know, I think to answer that question, there's no one size fits all in terms of responding to it. It really depends on the person's lifestyle, their attributes, if they have a family, or are they single, et cetera. I think what the common denominator with everybody, and in my experience and being around all the busy seasons, is it's the long hours. If you're not careful, working long hours, if you don't take care of yourself, can affect the way you think, the way you act, decisioning, et cetera. If you get, if you're working beyond a certain limit during the day. So I think that, everybody talks about long hours, or that the pressure, certainly time away from friends and family is a difficult aspect of it, but just crunching through it in the hour seems to be a common denominator in terms of what's very difficult for people to deal with.
What are some things you do at your firm to keep employees' spirits up during busy season?
Gosh, we do a lot, it seems, and we have a really good team of folks on the admin and human resources side of things that really come up with neat and programs and initiatives. And it's not even just in the office where I am in Memphis, Tennessee, and other offices, throughout CBIZ and MHM. There's food, food, whether it be lunches during the day, the meals at night so that nobody has to leave. It creates a sense of camaraderie as well, because people are breaking bread together, and I think that creates a good sense of community. During Mardi Gras season, for instance, because we're kind of close to South Louisiana, being in Memphis, but we have some connections. We bring in Mardi Gras cakes during Mardi Gras season, so that's, people look forward to that kind of thing. We have different programs around. We might have a masseuse come up for neck and shoulder massages. Just this past busy season, we had an organization bring up, dogs for petting. And then they came into our training room. So give everybody a break during the kind of sporting events, whether it be Super Bowl for March Madness. People will have brackets going around, and so anything like that keeps people a little bit balanced, that it's not all about work, and it's about them, it's about us, it's about our community, it's about our engagement with each other, as well. So anything we do typically is we try in a group setting from that standpoint. The other things that we do is random drawings during the week. We have gift cards and do trivia contests. So there's a plethora of things these days that you find out there with different offices, different firms.
Would you say that busy season has changed at all over the years in terms of the work levels or the stress levels?
the work environment, I think, was different. And I saw a change occur starting, I'd say, in the mid to late 90s, where firms and the offices I was in started providing meals, started ordering out, started doing group meals. And so it was a migration in, from that era into the late 90s, 2000s, where, people, firms started doing more special things during tax season. You would find in the baby boomer generation and older were very much accustomed to a certain work ethic and style, and perhaps not as focused on some of the extracurricular or fringe benefits, if you will, around tax season. And then as we went to Generation X, need to have something, some activities going on during tax season that are fun, that are interactive, and that keep people together and networked in order to be happy where they are and engaged. So I think what you've seen in the accounting profession is a movement along that spectrum to now we're talking about being a little more engaged with our employees. I think the people, from a people standpoint, as it's been demonstrated, the bubble moving through our profession now, where, we have less and less people perhaps coming into accounting and staying in public accounting. We're trying to retain them and give them something to have fun with, in addition to growing professionally.
What are some ways managers can support their staff during busy season?
Well, I think constant communication. So one thing, I think one good best practice is for a manager to start the day with a small huddle type meeting to kick off the day and find out if anybody on their team is stuck. Other things I've seen is our marketing team in Memphis came up with a good idea last busy season where we had an appreciation wall. So we had a wall where people could go up and put a yellow sticky, just thanking somebody or calling out somebody, a little shout out for people, staff typically, and other seniors and so forth. Just giving comments and encouraging thoughts and comments along the way. So I think I think a common theme with this is for managers to be very encouraging and supportive of their staff and treat it as a learning experience, not just a robotic experience where they're just inputting numbers into forms, but I think people want to learn. So there's an educational aspect of this as well. So being encouraging, but also finding teaching moments with their staff are good ways to really support and mentor and coach staff.
What can a manager do if they sense a staff member is really struggling?
This is a really critical question. I really appreciate the question because, first of all, it's very fortuitous if a manager or somebody senses that employee is struggling. What I would suggest is definitely meet with that person to understand the struggle. Is it time management, project management? Is it other personalities or people? Is there something about a particular thing that they're doing, whether it be maybe they're working on individual returns, but they're wired to work on business tax returns or whatever that, that could be a reason somebody's struggling. But most likely the struggle with an employee during tax season is because they're overwhelmed. And if that's the case, then beyond the meeting with that staff person, a manager can help them prioritize their work, help them with time management and project management skills, and just coach them, develop them from there. typically sometimes, and it depends on the firm, we have career advisors assigned to our staff. Sometimes it's good to, you know, get out of the office. So if you sense that with somebody, take them down to the coffee shop for a cup of coffee and get out of the office for a little bit and invest the time, because you will get a return on investment of that time if you invest it, but you need to invest the time with them. I'll say this with respect to tax season or busy season, it's a very unique time period, and it takes some years to get into a groove and manage your life and everything that goes around your life, you know, during it. So it's not, definitely not uncommon to find people struggling through it and need some word of encouragement and advice.
What are some things that CPAs can do to motivate themselves during busy season?
I start with taking care of themselves. That's tough because of the long hours, but I'd say start with yourself. Exercise, eating right, getting plenty of sleep. Those factor into good health and awareness and motivation during tax season, during busy season. Secondly, what motivates people is that they're getting things done. If they see they're getting things done, then that should motivate somebody to keep the momentum going. So if they can form everybody kind of has their own system of tracking their projects and tax returns and whatnot, but use an Excel spreadsheet or whatever application you may be using and track your projects, the stage of completion, and definitely show the ones that are completed.
That was Eustace Corrigan, CPA, Senior Managing Director at CBiz in Memphis, Tennessee. This has been the Journal of Accountancy podcast. Thank you for listening.
This podcast is designed to provide illustrative information with respect to the subject matter covered and does not represent an official opinion or position of the AICPA or AICPA.org. It is provided with the understanding that the AICPA and AICPA.org are not engaged in offering legal, accounting, or other professional service. If such advice or expert assistance is required, the services of a competent professional person should be sought. The AICPA and AICPA.org make no representations, warranties, or guarantees as to, and assume no responsibility for, the content or application of the material contained herein, and especially disclaim all liability for any damages arising out of the use of, reference to, or reliance on such material.